This is I for Anna. My name is Miriam Lucas. Episode number 1 is here. Let's get to it with today's topic. I for an eye, Leviticus chapter 24 verse 20.
First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are:
we have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
The notion of eye for eye, A, sometimes referred to as Azar, was a component of Mosaic law used in the justice system for Israelites. The principle of on eye for eye is meant as judicial policy, rather than a rule of interpersonal relationships. Justice must be fair, over harshness and over leniency must be avoided. We have no indication that on eye for an eye was followed literally. There is never any biblical record of a man in Israel being mutilated because of that law. You cannot take a ransom to buy the life of a murderer guilty of capital crimes. He should be put to death. If one has mutilated his neighbor's eyes, it is necessary that he should pay with just compensation in money the injuries inflicted by him, and for the damages inflicted, whatever damage thou causest unto another, thou shalt have done to him in return. A broken bone is broken, an eye is broken, and teeth are broken. As any one has done disfigurement to another, thou shalt do so to him. A broken bone is broken, an eye is broken, teeth are broken. As thou hast done taint unto one, thou shalt do unto him. A broken bone is broken, an eye is broken, thou shalt have done to him. The Torah is taught that if anyone causes another man to suffer an injury, he indeed deserves the same thing done unto him. It takes supernatural power from God to repay a slight with a blessing, or forgive someone who has obviously wronged you. If those who so desecrate the name of God are spared the retribution of men, the Lord our God does not permit them to avoid the just judgment of God. There might have been that additional ground of the acceptance of Christ's laws, God thereby demonstrating the provisions which he has made for man's security, by penalizing those who do wrong unto him, that it ought to become a subject for the magistrate's jealousy for his honor, to penalize those who blaspheme his name. Biblically prescribed punishments are meant to correct something which has driven the individual from God. Murder is the irreversible act of taking an image of God out of the world, obliterating the work of creation. Christians are fundamentally different than those who respond to natural tendencies to respond in kind. Rather, Jesus' separation of government's responsibilities auto justly punish wrongdoers from those that all of us bear personally, before God, auto love our enemies. Rather, Jesus is separating the responsibility of civil authorities from the responsibility we all have in a personal context to love our neighbors and enemies. He is not abolishing capital punishment, but rather is emphasizing offenses and slights like slaps on the cheek, filing lawsuits, going an extra mile, and someone asking for money. Jesus is not speaking about what a government or a judge ought to do, but how the disciple of Christ ought to react when wronged. For both passages, this phrase is used in a context of a legal proceeding before a civil authority. Like a judge, Moses does not move with urgency in disciplining either side, but rather waits until God shows him what he should do. They were waiting on God, for God to show them what should be done concerning his son. The signs of Jesus' death give life to us, and are irreplaceably necessary for us to live. One has to drink of what is owed, preemptorily, solely, to God, judge of sin. For that reason, the only teshuvah, the only path back to God, is to pay the ultimate price, to bring one's soul back to its origin. God wills, besides paying, that an attacker makes major changes to his life to prevent the same mistakes from happening again. We want to fight for justice, to see the truth prevail, for consequences that match crimes, and to see the wrongs be made right. Because we are all unable to live up to Jesus Christ's standards, there are limits set, and this must never be more than breach to breach, never more than an eye for an eye, never more than teeth for teeth. Jesus did not just refer to Satan's powers always seeking to taint God's testimony, no matter what that might be at any given moment. We hope that they help you to understand more fully the meaning and purpose of God's word as it pertains to your life today. We want to provide articles that are easy to read that will answer your questions regarding meaning, background, and the history of particular verses in their scriptural context. This is a shocking segment with a powerful political message, a message supported by the top-end visual effects provided by Image Engine. The mix of raw,
documentary-style filming and CGI bots evokes the look of Niels Blomkamp's superb District 9, for which Image Engine was nominated for an Oscar. Image Engine originally captured various shots in stills, like an escaped cameraman setting off into the ravaged environs of a war to document a brief incident. The trickiest shots were the ones showing drones within a manufacturer's lab, offering up an intimate view of quadrupeds preparing for combat. Blood spurts out the windows, while the teacher does her best to soothe the children in her class, leading them on songs over the stuttering sounds of the guns firing.
This has been Eye for an Eye, Episode 1. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.